Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we think of bees, we often imagine mindless drones working to support their queen and collective hive. But it now appears that some bees possess individual personality traits. Jean Robinson, professor of entomology at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, explains.
People used to think that the honeybee hive was a highly regimented colony of interchangeable worker bees, most of them doing more or less the same tasks. Now, however, we've learned that individual bees actually differ in their desire or willingness to perform certain tasks for the hive. Some bees, for example, are much more likely than others to scout for new patches of flowers. When we looked at what was going on in these adventurous bees' brains, we found patterns of gene activity in molecular pathways that are known to be associated with thrill-seeking in humans. In humans, thrill-seeking is a component of personality. We wondered whether some bees, too, might have adventurous personalities. Now, a personality trait is defined as a behavioral tendency that persists in different contexts. So, we decided to test whether the food scouts also were more likely to be adventurous in a different context, scouting for new nest sites. We found that nest scouts were on average more than 3 times as likely as their peers to also become food scouts, supporting the idea that these insects do have a personality. Some of the molecular pathways we identified as more active in the bee scouts' brains are known to be involved in novelty seeking and responding to reward in other animals, including humans. When we manipulated these molecular pathways in bees, we were able to turn non-scouts into scouts and scout bees into non-scouts, showing that there is a strong causal relationship between these molecular pathways and this striking behavioral trait of scouting. These results demonstrate that novelty seeking in humans and other vertebrates has parallels in an insect.
That was Jean Robinson of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.